It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, a new prototype for vibrating insoles could help improve balance for senior citizens. We'll learn about how this technology works and get some other cool science news with Gemma Tarlak of Discover Magazine.
First, a dispute between the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and Democratic lawmakers serving on its board is in public view now. The dispute is based on open records requests from the Democratic board members, and it's been going on for nearly a year. The Wisconsin Department of Justice's Office of Open Government was asked now to step in to help.
Matthew DeFore is covering that story, and he's with us now. He's the state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Matt, welcome back to Central Time.
Veronica, always a pleasure.
Well, this has been a dispute that's been going on for a while. Give us a little bit of the backstory here. How did this all get started?
Well, about a year ago, we had a story out about the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation providing a $500,000 loan to a company named Building Committee, Inc. back in 2011. And one of the findings that we came across was that the WEDC could not provide what's known as a staff review or a written document explaining, you know, the positives and negatives about that particular application. They didn't have one on file for BCI. And so that caused a lot of stir back in May of last year. The Democratic lawmakers on the board, Cedar Barca and Julie Lassa, they called for an investigation. And about a month later, WEDC came out with a finding that there were 27 other awards between 2011 and 2013 that also did not have a staff review that they could identify. And so there were, I think, $120-some-odd million of awards that fell in under those 28 awards. And that, you know, caused a lot of concern. Since then, there's been back and forth between Barca and Representative Barca and Senator Lassa's office and the WEDC about providing more information about those awards and some of the internal email communications about them to help perhaps the public find out more about why these awards were given without a staff review and maybe even why they can't find those reviews.
And it sounds as though we are not anywhere near the completion of these documents being handed over. What does WEDC say about why it's taken a while to hand those over?
Well, a lot's been happening since that first report came out. For one thing, the agency has a new CEO, Mark Hogan, who replaced Reed Hall sometime in the fall. Prior to Mark starting, there was a little bit of pushback from the WEDC. They had put out an estimate that there would be more than 450,000 records. I think it was more than 462,000 records. That's not even pages. That's just records that they had identified that related to these 28 awards. And so I think the Democrats at the time saw that as sort of an attempt to you know, make them lose interest in pursuing these records because they were so voluminous. But, you know, there's been a lot of back and forth. But since then, they've sort of started the process of trying to turn over the records. And when they provided the first award back in February, I think it was, or January, February, it was just for one award, and it was some 20,000 pages of documents. And when the Democrats finally got that, they said, well, you're giving us all these documents, all these pages of records and newsletters and calendars and things that we didn't request. They pointed out that Building Committee Inc., when that came out back in June, there were about 800 pages of emails. And so they're basically their beef with the agency is that this, even in its first award, they were sort of almost providing a volume of records that it was difficult to really figure out anything. And they, again, continued to see that as a form of sort of trying to discourage them from getting to the bottom of basically what they're going after.
Well, do we know if there is something that exists that is a single document running through the review of the application for that grant? Does such a thing exist, or is it necessary to provide them all of this documentation?
Well, the issue here is not the staff review. They've already acknowledged that they cannot find the a staff review for, it turns out, 27 of these 28 awards. In fact, doing this review, they found one of the staff reviews that they were not able to find last year. But the issue here is more about what the communication was inside the agency. If you remember, in the case of BCI last year, these email conversations revealed that the company had, at one point, there was a phone call from a car leasing dealership that where the car leasing dealership called up WEDC and said, hey, we were promised that we were going to get paid back for this guy's, the owner of BCI. He had leased some luxury vehicles. He was going to pay us back with money from WEDC. Where's our money? And the agency had some email conversations about that. So, again, that came out only because they turned over the records related to BCI. And so I think part of the interest in getting more emails is to find out, at least according to Representative Barca, he's saying we may see further evidence of other malfeasance if we were to dig through all these records. Of course, the agency is saying, you know, we dealt with these issues. We've already made sure that these staff reviews are happening, that there's not going to be a repeat of that. So you're basically wasting our time. And I think there's some undertones there that there was maybe some political interest in trying to dig out more of these records. But of course, you know, that's perhaps the debate is, you know, should the agency spend money on trying to find these records, or should they just kind of let it lie?
And Matthew, do we know how much money it has cost to look for these records so far, and what the total projection is?
Well, when they provided those 20,000 pages back in February, they said it cost $5,000, I think more than 85 hours of staff time. And again, that's just for one of the 28. They've since provided, I believe, two others. And of course, BCI was the first. So they've provided four out of the 28. And then there's a fifth one that they may not have to look for because they found the staff review. But it's costing, you know, certainly some amount of money and time. So it's, again, I think that's part of why there's a debate, because it's a pretty onerous task to do, but I think it's maybe up to the taxpayers and the public to figure out whether they think it's worth the time and money.
We're talking with Matthew DeFore from the Wisconsin State Journal. He's talking about a dispute between the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and two Democrats on its board over open records requests. And anyone who's been in Wisconsin this past couple of years knows that open records has been a big deal here. How does that sort of backdrop play into what we're seeing play out at the WEDC?
Well, certainly there's a lot of suspicion when we talk about records not being produced in a timely fashion. And I think that's certainly a concern here, because it has been, again, almost a year since our first investigation came out. And that certainly raised a lot of red flags about what the agency was doing in its first couple of years. But, you know, again, as time goes forward, the agency has improved a lot of its processes. I think they're certainly under a lot of pressure to show to the public that they're operating in a much more efficient and better fashion than they were initially. I think, again, when they were operating fresh out of the gate, I think that was a time when things were much more difficult. It's still, though, I think the public has a very high expectation that the public agencies that they pay for with their taxpayer money will be providing records in a timely fashion. I think that's the issue here.
Well, and this thing has gotten contentious enough that last month the Department of Justice stepped in and started to mediate in a way. What did they say?
Well, that was at the request of Representative Barca and Senator Lassa. And it came after there was a meeting in February, a public board meeting of the WEDC, where there was actual discussion, I would almost say argumentation, in this meeting about whether this was an appropriate request for records. And after that, the Democrats on the board asked the DOJ to get involved, and they did send a letter a couple weeks ago responding to the Democrats, saying that they had contacted the agency, they had talked to them about the importance of following the open records law, of communicating with the people requesting the records, and doing so in a timely fashion. And I think the result of that has been that the agency has said very clearly that they are working on this and they're trying to get them the records as quickly as possible. But again, it was just it's taken some time.
Is there any projection on when they might complete the request?
Not that I'm aware of. But again, they're working at it, and it seems like they're turning over a few awards worth of material every few weeks. So, but given as how many awards there are, and given some of them are much more voluminous than others, you know, it could take several more months.
As we were talking about open records in the state, and in March, Governor Scott Walker issued an executive order requiring state agencies to process open records requests promptly. In this case, how is that coming into play? Do we know what promptly is, and will it go any further, do you think?
Right, well, and that's certainly been something we've seen from the governor's office to try to make sure that records are produced in a timely fashion. Again, the issue here is the volume. And when you think about 462,000 documents, that's not even pages. That's, you know, each document could be a page, it could be 3 pages, it could be 5 pages. So you can imagine how much time it takes for lawyers to review those documents, to make sure if anything needs to be marked for privacy, that they follow the law on those things. It can be an onerous process. But then, you know, if the public wants these records and thinks that they should have them, should they perhaps have more resources in order to review them? I think that's a question that's sort of raised by this story.
Matthew, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Veronica, for having me.
That was Matthew DeForest, a Capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, talking about an open records request of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.